You're listening to WILL and All Things Considered. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Good evening. We have meteorologist Andrew Pritchard on the line with us. Andrew, we had some tornado warnings, some weather going on in central Illinois earlier. Could you give us some more updates about what we've seen since then?
Absolutely. We continue to see a few strong to severe storms that are rotating, moving across portions of central Illinois. Two tornado warnings in effect right now, one for southern Ford County. That one is in effect for about another half an hour till 6:30. And then we've got a tornado warning in Macon County, also in effect until 6:30. This one, especially concerning here, this tornado is, or potential tornado, I should say, an area of rotation on radar, passing right over the Decatur Metro right now, the northern half of that moving into northeastern portions of Decatur. And then this will be kind of moving right up the Interstate 72 corridor, just northeast of Interstate 72. So places like Orianna, Argenta, Cisco, potentially, next in line for the storm. Cisco would, be another hour or so, kind of way out ahead of that. But right along the Interstate 72 corridor from Decatur to Argenta, if you're in that vicinity, you should be seeking shelter right now. Again, a rotating storm that's moving through the area there, a tornado warning in effect until 6:30 p.m. And then as I shift back to the north, this next storm in Ford County, this is a circulation just south of Gibson City along Highway 47. This one also moving kind of off to the north and to the east. So Gibson City, this one's very near you. If you're not already in your shelter, be there now for another 10 minutes or so. This is moving toward the town of Elliott and then up toward Melvin potentially as well across southern portions of Ford County. And so those are the two troublemakers right now. We've got a couple other showers and storms that are below severe levels right now, making their way through portions of central Illinois. This line of storms kind of extends from Decatur, again, up toward Gibson City, and then just along and east of, or along and west, I'm sorry, of Interstate 57 as you make your way up toward Chatsworth and the Dwight area, well off to the north. So a little cluster of storms that continues to rotate, again, with the loss of the sun here. Do expect these storms eventually to begin weakening over the next hour or so, but Gibson City and Decatur, points north and east from there, need to be seeking shelter right now as we've got two tornado-warned storms making their way through the area.
Thanks so much, Andrew. And I know you mentioned that it is getting darker out. Are there any increased risks when it's dark, when we see these tornadoes coming in, or do they seem to subside more?
Well, it's not so much about, subsiding or that kind of thing, but, the risk is biggest because you can't see the tornado. You can maybe get a glimpse there with a lucky lightning strike or something like that. But I know that we're curious sometimes. We want to confirm the threat with our own eyes here and, step outside and try and see the tornado. When it's nighttime, it's best to just go ahead and heed that warning. And so that's why places in, north and east of Decatur, Orianna, Argenta, we just need to be getting to shelter now. And same thing in the Gibson City area, and then points just north and east from there.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrew. We appreciate you looking out for us and giving us all of those updates. And I hope you have a safe journey home.